Have you ever heard of CAP, the Civil Air Patrol? This might be new to you. Well, I want to share this great news about an amazing organization where you can be a benefit to your country and yourself. Today, you will learn about something new and how you can be part of them. About CAP. Civil Air Patrol, CAP, the official U.S. Air Force Auxiliary, is a nonprofit organization with more than 6,000 members. CAP is tasked by the Air Force to perform 90% of U.S. inland search and rescue missions. Adult volunteers also perform homeland security, disaster relief, and counter-drug missions at the request of the government agencies. Members play a leading role in aerospace education and serve as mentors to more than 26,000 young people in CAP's cadet program. Recruiting cadets at Portal Middle High School, CSSGT Anna Torrance C., TSGT Cinder Kitchens, 1st Lieutenant J. Flannery. The organization's mission statement is, volunteers serving America's communities, saving lives, and shaping futures, and that is exactly what it does. All Civil Air Patrol, CAP, members are civilians and under no obligation to the military. Youth members range in age from 12 to 18 years, while adult members range in age from 18 years and older with no upper age limit. Here are just a few ways you can make a difference in CAP. Participate in aviation and ground search and rescue. Mentor youth to help develop them into responsible citizens and leaders. Provide disaster relief. Inspire and teach children through aerospace education. Provide critical civilian support to the United States Air Force as well as other federal, state, or local agencies. Cadets in the field, 1st Lieutenant Joellen Flannery. CAP members have the privilege of wearing a uniform, and volunteers contribute as much time as they are able and willing to give. Members may meet as often as once a week or an occasional once a month for training and activities. Some voluntary duties will require additional time. Most CAP members do not fly, but if they want to become a pilot, instructions are available. They do participate in many volunteer positions like assisting with search and rescue or complete administrative duties required to keep the unit running. Adult members work with the youth in all the positions. Meet some members. I would like to introduce you to two very special individuals whose lives are not military, but they are very involved with CAP. 1st Lieutenant J. Flannery prepares for recruitment, Michelle LeBlanc. 1st Lieutenant Joellen Flannery joined the Civil Air Patrol, CAP, about 3 years ago. She said, "My son wanted to join, so I had to drive him and I stayed for the meetings. I found that I enjoyed the meeting so much as he did, so I joined. Since then I've become very involved in CAP. I love teaching the cadets, doing my own lessons. Senior members have professional development and specialty track classes. I have learned so much, made many friends, and feel like my time is well spent helping others and bettering myself. CAP is great for kids and adults. You don't have to be in the military or know how to fly a plane or be a first responder to find a place at the CAP. There is so much to offer everyone." Cadet recruiters at SEBMS, CSRA Keller Whitaker and CTSGT Blake Patterson, 1st Lieutenant J. Flannery, 2nd Lieutenant Victoria Wheeler, from the Southeastern Eagle Composite Squadron in Statesboro, has been a cadet since 2004. Becoming a senior member, she has been involved with emergency service training and the development of ground team that will be involved in missing persons, downed aircraft, and natural disasters. She is a duty commander of cadets. In this position, she is responsible for the welfare and well-being along with the education, motivation, and future career paths of the cadets and in the cadet program. 2nd Lieutenant Victoria Wheeler, Civil Air Patrol, CAP, offers many opportunities to individuals who are willing to volunteer and are motivated to make change not only in their life but in the lives of others, 2nd Lieutenant Wheeler said. From aerospace, leadership, customs and courtesies, to ranger training and glider flights, the opportunities are endless. We are not only limited to Statesboro, Georgia, we also have training and travel to other parts of the U.S. as well. 2nd Lieutenant Wheeler added, "They have two quotes we live by. volunteers serving America's communities, saving lives, and shaping futures, and these things I do that others may live, the Ranger Creed. Get involved locally. The Statesboro Composite Squadron will be holding an open house Monday night, August 28, 2023, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. They are located at the building adjacent to the National Guard Armory at 18934 U.S. Highway 301, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. The weekly meetings are run by cadets and leadership or parents. Here are just a few reasons to consider joining CAP. Give back to your community through volunteering. Learn a new skills and gain experience. Provide positive influence today's youth. Enjoy the camaraderie and fellowship of other like-minded volunteers. First Lieutenant Joellen Flannery, the Statesboro Squadron leader, told me that she found CAP not only gives her opportunities to engage with others and participate in continuing education, but found that the professional development classes that she took with CAP were applied to her regular job, as well, making her a better employee. CAP is so much more than just a way to learn to fly, although you can do that too. She shares. The Statesboro Squadron encourages you to join them at their open house. They are recruiting for cadets at all levels. Perhaps you will find this to be a place where you would like to grow and use your talents to help others within the community. Hopefully, I have given you sufficient information about the Civil Air Patrol, CAP, so you will want to bring your youth and perhaps yourself or a friend Monday evening to the Statesboro Squadron Unit. Should you have any questions, you can contact First Lieutenant Joellen Flannery at jflannery@statesboro.cap.gov and review the Statesboro website here, www.statesboro.cap.gov. She will happily give you more information. Look forward to seeing you Monday.